Talking Junk Network.
Where entertainment lives.
Welcome to Talking Junk.
I'm your host, Jason Melendez.
Live now every week on Fridays.
Talking Junk.
A multitude of professionals in different aspects, different walks of life.
You have to come on and talk junk like a normal person.
Welcome to Talking Junk, the podcast that comes to you live every Friday night from Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. We got a wonderful guest here for you tonight. We're going to talk about self-love and self-care and how important it is for you to get those into the swing of your everyday life. So without further ado, let's just bring her right on. Miss Rita Ferrugia, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Jason. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Glad to have you on.
I'm glad to be here. I'm excited to be here. You know, I'm impressed with what you've done with your podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. We try, you know, we try to do innovative things every day to establish ourselves, not just as a podcast, but as a leading show in hosting. I mean, excuse me, leading host in shows. We got three shows, one on Tuesday, one on Friday night, and one on Saturday night. So we hope to try to break the mold.
Wow. You're running three podcasts. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. You're pretty impressive yourself. You got a pretty stacked resume. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you started in the process of where you're at now?
I've always been into a wellness lifestyle, right? Like, I think we, in the beginning, like everybody, when we're starting something new, you like dabble in it, you know, like learning how to be fully well. And I think, you know, if we weren't trained that or didn't have a model for that growing up, we have to kind of like learn, right? And
right.
Learning a new habit. So for me, it was like a real journey. Like I've always had that. And once I really fully committed to a wellness lifestyle, and I actually kind of enmeshed my personal development with like a wellness lifestyle. You know, I enmeshed it with my skincare practice, with my meditation practice, the yoga practice, with anything I do. It helped me really to reprogram my subconscious mind, right? Because, you know, I had to learn, you know, how to think better, you know, I had to take the initiative to, you know, think better, to try to release those traumas that were programming me to like, you know, basically repeat the same patterns, repeat the same events, right, over and over and over. It took me a long time to realize that was even happening and recognize, you know, where the roots were. So
what were some of the things that you realized early on were like kind of signs that you needed to start being a different way?
It was a few things. I think the main thing was constantly replaying a narcissistic relationship dynamic pattern, right? Over and over again, whether it was my significant, you know, romantic relationship, right? Or whether it's coworkers or even just friendship, I kept on attracting and staying hooked into these narcissistic relationship patterns. And I didn't even recognize like that I was enmeshed in narcissistic relationships. And I didn't recognize, you know, that my last, you know, relationship was a narcissist. You know, it took me a long time to even realize that. I kind of stumbled into that education really by accident. And then I started recognizing the toxic patterns, that it's really truly a systematic behavior that a person that, you know, either they have high narcissist tendencies or they may have narcissistic personality disorder. It's very systematic. And I kept on making excuses for their behavior. And I'm a recovering codependent. I'm a strong empath. And I grew up, and I realized, you know, recently I grew up in a narcissistic family home dynamic. So where I subconsciously, you know, was trained to get my derive my self-worth for constantly doing things for, you know, family members in my family, like where I was, and I kept on recreating that over and over again in my outside relationships. And, you know, it took me a long time to, and I let people kind of basically, you know, take advantage of me and use me. And I didn't see a problem with it. I was like, oh, you know, I can, you know, and anyways, I never, I got acclimated to unhealthy relationships. I normalized it. That's the term. I normalized it. So, yeah. So anyways, once I figured out the magic code for me to stop that pattern, I had to like recondition my nervous system, and stop being baited into narcissistic relationships. Because the bait is because I couldn't do it for myself. I couldn't show love to myself. So if you ever met a narc before, or, you know, if you're familiar with it, like the bait and how they hook you in is like this love bombing, and there's just cycles of punishment and rewards in that toxic relationship. And so one of the barriers for me to stop being, you know, enmeshed was to literally just show love to myself and commit to that. And, you know, and I think we all kind of heard some of the techniques and how to reprogram our subconscious mind, right? Either that's affirmations, journaling. Affirmations is really powerful because, you know, we're speaking it out loud over and over again. But the key, there is a key to it, and you have to believe the affirmation, and you have to say it in a repetitive enough times so that it can actually bypass the conscious mind and go into your subconscious mind. You do have to be in a theta state for that to happen.
So sort of trick yourself into a routine.
I don't know if I would use the word trick, but, you know, because we have this conscious ego mind, and we also have all of those limiting beliefs. So what happens is if you have these limiting beliefs or false beliefs or negative beliefs about yourself, and you're trying to hijack your system, right, by implanting positive beliefs, what happens is it's going to be a fight, right? It's going to be like resistance, like, because it's like you're going to have these like two characters, like, no, that's not true, but we'll just say that, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to have this like, because that's why a lot of people say like affirmations don't work, like they have problems with affirmations. So you have to, you know, be mindful of that other negative voice that we're, you know, dealing with, that we've been living with for so long, that's going to, like with any habit of comfort, will resist. So the magic in it is what I like to do, you know, start off with something that you can believe. One of my favorite affirmations is, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. Something that, you know, is not too big of a leap in something that you can believe. You know, we can all achieve progress. We can all, you know, one step at a time, right? So just coming up with something that you can believe that will propel you to progress. And most importantly, come up with your own affirmations too, that's more powerful, that you can resonate with. So I would incorporate it with my skincare routine. Because, you know, it's, again, you know, like doing something new, it's like, you know, you have to get acclimated to it, fit it into your routine. It's just so easy to just, you know, wake up, do our.
So you say your affirmations as you're doing your facial routine?
Yeah, because. And
that's how you kind of got into a rhythm?
Yeah, because, okay. Because also it's, for me, it was really powerful because. When I'm putting on especially when you're using natural facial products, it's like, I'm not sure if you ever used, like, I'm sure you probably experienced the difference between, let's just say like maybe like a hand moisturizer cream. Like if you use a hand moisturizing cream that may have some chemicals or synthetics in it versus one that's all natural, the all natural one feels much more smooth and soothing when you apply it on your skin, right? It's very Same thing with a natural facial mask. It's very soothing. It's really relaxing. Plus the hand motion of, you know, massaging your face. So it helps to calm your nervous system down, and you're ready in front of the mirror. So that's how I was able to, you know, get my affirmations in, by killing two birds with one stone, taking care of myself, which feels great and boosts your self-esteem, and you feel better about yourself. And you're telling your subconscious mind when you do that, that, you know, you are worth it. You deserve this, right? Like,
so which one would come first? Would you have to have self-love in order to start self-caring, or do you start self-caring to start self-loving yourself?
That's a good question. You know, I think that somebody, you know, I think, you know, you're going to, I think most people, they hit like a certain point, like a certain low. And for me, even, I didn't even really recognize that I had self-worth issues, right? Because I attached, for me, I think maybe most people may probably go through this too. Like I always attached, like, oh, I always thought I had self-worth because I always attached it to like superficial things. Or like, you know, and I'm like, oh, I have this, anyway. But I didn't realize, well, I'm allowing, you know, toxic people, I'm entertaining these toxic relationships, and, you know, and I always felt like I was strong enough to counteract it. I would, you know, maybe not take massive action towards something that I really wanted to achieve, right? So like some certain covert self-sabotaging behavior. So I think it just takes, you know, you're going to hit a moment of like, okay, what's going on here? And I think, you know, but you'll start like discovering out of that moment of like, when you really, really want to change, like when you're really like, hey, why, you start to realize, I think as we get, you know, older and we get better at adulting, that we start to really realize that how our subconscious mind is really the main driver of our behavior. And, you know, it drives what choices we make day to day, how we spend our time, where we put our energy, where we put our focus. You know, so in that, which ultimately paves the path to the quality of life you lead. So I think it starts with, if you don't have that self-worth, self-love, yeah, you have to take action. I think taking actions of self-care can help cultivate that, because you're kind of, you're like reparenting yourself. You're showing yourself, you know, that you're kind of like dating yourself too, right? Like I like to, you know, think of like sometimes when you're journaling, like give yourself a love letter, because it's so, so important. As I'm talking about all these things, I'm talking about my self-discovery process, right? So self-discovery is so, so vital to, you know, really elevate yourself into thinking in a certain way, reprogramming yourself in a certain way, and living the life that you want, because you need to know.
How would one even start to try to, you know, reprogram themselves?
Yeah, simple ways, affirmations and self-reflection activity, you know, journaling, meditating, to seek answers within.
I feel like one of the biggest things in society today is like, it's definitely you procrastinate a lot. So you really don't get into some of the things that you want to, like meditating and maybe even sitting down and reading a book. Everybody's busy in this day and age, way more than it was back in the day. So it's harder and more challenging for you to even do the little things to start the process. How do you overcome the procrastination part?
Mm-hmm. Well, procrastination is a part of self-sabotage, right? Because we tell ourselves a story. And it's also the, like I said before, the activity that we want to incorporate, but we don't incorporate, is an activity that's new. It's uncomfortable. And it's something that we're not used to. But hey, we're used to, like, you know, watching Netflix, or, you know, that's something that it's really easy to do. And it's really comfortable. Right.
It's easy to binge watch. It's hard to sit there and try to focus your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's easy to do that because it involves very little effort. The only effort needed is turning your computer on or turning your TV on and selecting whatever streaming service you have. That's pretty easy. And then you just lay back and you don't have to use your mind to think about anything. You don't have to visualize anything because the TV is doing it for you. They're visualizing an image and they're actually producing feelings in your body too. So you get to escape and you may cry or you may laugh or you may, you know, whatever feelings that you are feeling based on the character, what the characters are going through. So you're living vicariously through whatever you're seeing on TV. So now you're in a hypnotic state and you're allowing the TV to tell you a vision instead of you telling yourself a vision and visualizing what you want your future to look like or what you want to experience using your own mental screen. And that takes effort, right? Because now you have to be the script writer. You have to, you're the director, you know, you're the producer and you are the main star character, right? So you have to, it's a mental muscle to flex and it takes mental energy. So
do you recommend stuff like meditation music and ambient sounds to kind of switch the type of hypnotic state you're in from Netflix and binging to maybe the sounds that'll soothe you to actually get into the state to meditate?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, soothing sounds definitely helps with getting into a meditative state because it calms your nervous system down. It's very soothing. Like even when you hear the birds chirping, it calms us down. It's very soothing. You know, actually on my Happy Being Well podcast, I have some guided meditations. So guided meditations are great if you are just getting into learning how to, you know, run your own movies on your own mental screen. Have it guided, someone tell you, you know, what to, you know, give you instructions on how to relax your body. First of all, you know, you have to really do a really great job in relaxing every aspect of your body in order to even get into the theta state and then start, you know, your visualizing process. And let that guided facilitator just guide you into, you know, what to visualize and what to hear and, you know, and then that's kind of like the training wheels to kind of doing it yourself. So yeah, that's a great, great way to start.
Do you consider a clean diet being one of the ways to start self-loving?
Absolutely. Eating unhealthy, you know, it's, you know, I can even speak from past experiences when I was, busy, working in the corporate world or whatever, whenever I experience stress and anxiety, the quickest and easiest and convenient thing to do was to turn to junk food, comfort food, or drive-through food for lunch or dinner. And it tastes good in the moment. It's convenient, it's quick, you don't have to cook anything. But the thing is, in the long term, there's so many consequences. Gain more weight, which causes you to get fatigued. Your body is sluggish. It can cause, foggy brain. You know, it's really not good for our system.
What if I told you there is there's something on the market now that tastes like you're cheating, but gives you the energy to shake the mental fog?
Yeah.
It's brought to you by our sponsors today. Sorry, a little cheap pop there. Had to try to sneak that in. It's called Excalibur. It is a chocolate energy bar made from 6 simple ingredients: dates, cashews, almonds, cocoa powder, coconut oil, and sea salt. It's the perfect snack to give you energy during a bike, hike, or workout. It's gluten-free, all-natural, vegan, and no sugars are added. No ingredients that you can't pronounce. The Dutch processed cocoa powder gives the Excalibur a unique, rich chocolate flavor. You can go to Amazon right now and pick that up and use our promo code, which will be changing soon, but the promo code is HPStreet20 to get you 20% off your first order. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack us with the cheap pop there, but I really meant it. The clean diet would be one of the one of the ways you can start self-loving. So is there any other way you can recommend besides trying to switch your mind state with meditating and affirmations and eating well? What else can we do to kind of eliminate some of the negative beliefs around self-love?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, literally just taking care of yourself, like, you know, doing yoga. And if you can't go out to a yoga studio, do yoga in your home. And these days, you know, with technology, it's so easy. Just turn on YouTube and like there's like tons of free yoga videos. You can, oh, and to get into that meditative state, I love aromatherapy. You know, using essential oils is so, so, so powerful. So for me, while I'm working, I literally have my aromatherapy diffuser on, and I have, you know, peppermint oil usually, you know, running through the diffuser, because it actually helps with mental clarity. It gives you more alertness, makes you feel like there's more energy. Plus, it's a great way to clear out the bacteria in the air, to purify the air. Or, you know, if I'm, you know, feeling, maybe if I may, you know, have like a headache or whatever, I'll just put in some lavender oil, rub it on my forehead and my temples. I love essential oils. And in fact, you know, on happybeingwell.com, we carry all natural essential oils and aromatherapy diffusers. They're so great for so many reasons, you know, not just aromatherapy, but like I said, to make your own little natural tinctures for headaches, your own cleaning products as well. You know, if you don't want chemicals, you know, in your home while cleaning, you can make your own cleaning products using essential oils. Lemon oil is great, you know, when if you want to make your own, you know, cleaning product, you know, just use the lemon oil and maybe in the vinegar and some water and pop, there you go. You got your natural cleaning solution. And little spritz bottles, you can make your own little spritz bottles with the essential oils, like rose oil, and put some water in and then just put in an empty bottle and spritz, you know, have your own little room spritzer for scent. And then people that don't want to make their own little spritz bottles, we carry some spritz bottles on the natural home selection of Happy Being Well.
Natural home. Okay. I was looking for some of those things. I couldn't couldn't find it. Oh, there we go. Some good
stuff. Yeah. And also crystals is really, really powerful. I meditate with crystals. I always have crystals around me, even when I'm working too, like clear quartz helps with mental clarity. You know, having crystals embedded into your home decor, like you can have them as plates, you know.
Sell crystals as well?
Yeah, I do. We do. Happy Being Well has crystals. We have like just regular crystals, you know, that you can just hold in your hand. Like selenite is great. Like we have like selenite heart. And selenite is a very powerful like cleansing crystal, and it helps if people who are into like talking to their angels or spirit guides, it's very powerful to communicate with angels and spirit guides or your higher self. And it's just it's actually a really powerful healing crystal. I mean, all of them are pretty much healing crystals, like amethyst and rose quartz, like they're all, but this is like a very powerful, it's super cleansing. In fact, with the selenite, you can, if you have a selenite log, which we also have on happybeingwell.com, you can cleanse your crystals on a selenite log just by placing them on the selenite log, and it just cleanses your crystals for you, because this is the one crystal that you don't have to cleanse, because that's how powerful it is in terms of cleansing.
My wife kind of dabbles in that too. Do you recommend cleaning your crystals in the moonlight?
Yeah, you can do that too. You can clean them in the moonlight.
And do you also collect rainwater and moon water?
I personally don't. No, I don't.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I've heard a couple of people do that as well. How do you kind of evolve after that? Where do you go from there? After you're starting to love yourself better, where do you go from there? How do you know what's the next level?
Yeah, so you're going to, first of all, you're not going to tolerate toxic relationships or entertain them. So for me now, when I encounter somebody who exhibits toxic behavior, like any, you know, high narcissistic tendencies and or any type of, you know, before the old me would just like, because I was so acclimated to living with that dynamic, I would make excuses for them or ignore it and just, you know, pretend like, oh, focus on their good quality, right? Now I'm just completely like, you know, I'm diplomatic about it. And I don't let them in my personal space anymore, because I now, like, I'm used to peace and like inner peace and like more love vibes. So it's like, now I don't want this in my life anymore. I'm not going to tolerate this. And it really has catapulted me in terms of like having more energy for my career, you know, my own projects, giving more energy to people that are like more healthy minded and who are more, you know, emotionally stable and who also value peace. So you're going to start finding your tribe, and you're going to have more clarity. You start having more clarity and you start taking actions that are aligned with your beliefs and values, and you get to know yourself more. So you know your strengths more, and you have more faith in yourself. So you're going to have more confidence and you're going to take more action, right? You're just going to be more consistent as well, because of that faith that you have, you are just going to propel forward. Like, you're just, you know, the secret to success really is it's persistence, it's consistency. And we learn from our mistakes and failures, and it's just keep going. But, you know, obviously self-correct, learning from mistakes and failures, right? But you have to keep going. And so when you have that self-love really provides that fuel for that. And you're going to like make better decisions and choices like that are, like I said, the key is aligned with you, because I think, you know, you probably noticed this too. Like, there's so many people, like, you know, now we're in the great resignation, and so many people want to launch their own businesses and such. What I've noticed, you know, in the past or seeing other people is like, when you don't really know yourself or know your, you know, your passions, your desires, your strengths, your natural skill sets, or what, you know, you're going to keep falling for the shiny object syndrome, right? Like, oh, maybe I'm going to have a trucking business because, you know, Tim's got a successful trucking business, or I'm going to do this. And what happens is you're not, you know,
somebody else's problem.
Right, because it's not aligned with your true like passions or natural talents. And, you know, you're not going to have enough energy to keep going to kind of figure out the secret sauce, right? You're going to quit or give up, or, you know, feel, because it's tiring. It's not. But when you find something that's really aligned with really who you are, you're going to show up. You're going to have that energy to keep going, figuring it out. It's going to be exciting. You're going to have that curiosity to... And you're going to have much more creativity too, because you're tapping into your inner genius. You're aligning with your inner genius. We're all geniuses in different ways. The trick is to kind of figure out which way that, what your genius is. That's the trick.
Right. Kind of find your niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your inner genius, like what your inner genius is.
Is there, do you have this information somewhere for somebody to kind of take advantage of?
Yeah.
Besides this lovely episode right here that you graced us with your presence on.
Yeah, sure. On happybeingwell.com, under the blog section, we have a resources webpage where there's like tons of free ebooks on essential oils guide. Essential oils, how to overcome your limiting beliefs. There's like plant-based recipes, ebooks. There's how to banish imposter syndrome. There's a free self-care journal that you can download to actually go through a self-discovery process. There's over 50 journal prompts to help you identify your fears, your desires, your natural talents, to really tap into your inner genius. And we have like a free meditation made easy guide. So for people who are struggling to meditate regularly and consistently, you can download that for free. And there's a lot of great quick like hacks to meditate, get you meditating quickly, easily, if you're struggling with that.
Wow. It's a lot of information. So I'm glad that you have those free resources on your website. Now, is there anything else that you feel like the listeners, well, the viewers today and the listeners that will be listening to in the future will want to take away from all of this?
You know, honestly, make time and, you know, for self-care, you know, meditating, yoga, you know, whatever physical activity, and also self-reflection activity. Meditation is super, super powerful. I mean, I'm a big, big advocate for meditation. I love meditation because it's so powerful in so many ways. You know, one of the reasons, major benefits for it is because going back to getting to know yourself and increasing that self-awareness is when you're meditating, you're going within. So you're calming the nervous system down. So you're getting used to, you know, feeling those peaceful vibes. You're developing, you're getting acclimated to peace, which is really important. You want to be a calm person because when you're living from a state of calm, you know, that's when your creativity thrives. That's when solutions and answers come to you, not when you're in a chaotic state of confusion or, you know, anger or frustration or sadness. Like, you're not going to be performing at your best. You know, the magic is being in a calm state. You know, even like, you know, people that are charismatic, you know, they're in a calm state as well. So meditating helps with, you know, you being acclimated to a calm state throughout your day when you get into that habitual habit of meditating, because now your nervous system is now going to embody that naturally. That's one. Number two, you're getting used to going in. So you're getting used to being actually in your body. So, like, you know, you're going to be tuned in. You can actually hear yourself breathing, right? You can feel how that feels like in your body when you're just naturally breathing. You'll start to feel your heart rate. You know, these are important things because when we're living in the conscious mind, we're not like right now, we're talking right now, we're alert and focused in our external world. We're alert to the, me and you're alert to the cameras. I'm alert to what you're saying. I'm paying attention to what I have to say in response, you know, whereas when I'm meditating, it gives me a chance to really get tuned into my own body, how my system's operating. So that, you know, when I'm in the day-to-day world, like say I'm at the grocery store, I'm going to pay attention to if I ever feel anxious or whatever, and to, you know, calm myself down. Or there's a lot of people, you know, that have anxiety and they don't even recognize they have anxiety, right? Just due to that fact that we're just so paying attention to our external environment so much, because that's, you know, how we learned how to be humans, right? We, you know, since we're little kids, we had to pay attention to how to speak the English language, how to walk, right? We're, you know, we had to like get out of ourselves. So,
and a lot of times we don't even know what's making us irritable is the thing. So it's really hard to kind of be aware of those things that are making you anxious. How do you kind of hone in on that?
Again, just like doing a body scan, you know, and again, when you're meditating more, you're going to like, one great way too is one thing that I started doing was if I'm watching a movie, if I'm watching anything, TV, I'm lying in bed watching it or on the couch, I start to like pay attention to what is my body doing right now? And is my muscles tense? Is my heart beating faster? So this was a great segue or a great way for me to start getting into the habit of tuning into my body to really capture what I'm feeling. So a great way to do this through a movie, right? Because your body is going to react to what the movie is, you know, whatever hypnosis is performing on you, right? So that's a great way to kind of get acclimated to tapping into how you're really feeling. Then you're going to start doing that, you know, if you're talking to somebody, you know, pay attention to how you're feeling. That's how you get to know yourself better and to get to the truth of what you're really feeling.
All right. Well, I thank you so very much. And I hope that we could probably get you on another episode. You said you got some more books coming out. I would love to have you on when those drop so we can talk a little more about getting into the swing of self-love and how to maintain that.
Yeah, and I and soon there's going to be a free book up that people can actually download, an actual book. It's called Wellness for Winners, and it was an international bestseller. And so that will be up for download. People can download that for free. And I'm one of the contributing authors in that book. And in the future, yeah, I'm going to be writing a book about how to be happy being well. And that will be up on the site as well.
Well, we look forward to seeing those projects unfold, and we can't wait for you to come back and enlighten us a little more on all the knowledge that you have built up through the years on self-love. I can't wait personally.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to be back on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't go nowhere real quick. Let me say bye to these junkers out there. Tomorrow night, guys, we're going to be in the break room. We're going to be talking about gun violence, America versus the world. And what? Just let us know what you think could be done to change it. Until then, thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week. We're going to have another great guest for you and another great topic. So stay tuned. Thank you very much again, Rita.
You have me on the show.
My pleasure.
Danger zone.